from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Winner declared in Uganda. Election results are in for the Ugandan presidential election. This is Uganda Electoral Commission Chairman Badru Kigundu announcing the winner.
Now, therefore, candidate Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, who has obtained the highest number of votes in the election and the votes cast in his her favor, being more than 50% of the valid votes cast at the election, the commission declares Yoweri Kaguta Museveni elected president of the Republic of Uganda at the presidential election held on 18th February 2016.
President Yoweri Museveni continues now in power for over 30 years. His strongest challenger, Kizza Besigye, had 34% of the vote. The U.S. and others have criticized Uganda's election process, alleging undue pressure and in some cases undue force by security forces on opposition candidates and their supporters. Russia says it regrets the rejection of its draft resolution at the United Nations that had called for Turkey to end its military action in Syria. The Kremlin made the announcement Saturday, saying Russia continues with its consistent, transparent, and clear policy aimed at securing stability, combating terrorism, and preserving the territorial integrity of Syria and the region. The U.S. and U.S. and Russia launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria late on Friday, which had been the scheduled time for a pause in fighting to begin. Serbia's foreign minister says two Serbian embassy staff members held hostage in Libya since November were killed in Friday's U.S. airstrike on an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić made the announcement in a news conference in Belgrade on Saturday. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron is set to present his cabinet today a proposed deal with the European Union that would allow Britain to stay in the 28-member bloc with special status.
Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants. No more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro, and we've secured vital protections for our economy.
Now, not everyone likes the deal. This is Dominic Spencer at a protest rally.
I really hope that we can get our message out and that the majority of the public will vote to leave the EU and not have the wool pulled over their eyes by Cameron's nonsense negotiation.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Republicans in the U.S. state of South Carolina will vote today in the next primary to determine who will be their presidential nominee. Raymond Taylor reports from Cherokee County, South Carolina.
On paper, a conservative Christian candidate like Texas Senator Ted Cruz might seem a popular choice in South Carolina, where a majority of the state's Republicans identify as evangelical and share his hardline stance on abortion and other so-called traditional family values. But while his fans are passionate, he is pulling second to businessman Donald Trump. Along South Carolina's rolling foothills is Blacksburg. Councilman Darren Janeski describes the community as mostly conservative.
You can walk an eighth of a mile in any direction without walking across a church.
He and the town's police chief both believe Trump is most qualified to hold office.
People may have their issues with Trump and some of the way he conducts himself, but he's a businessman and he's a professional.
But not everyone in the town of Blacksburg is convinced. Greg, who is undecided between Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, thinks Trump is all talk. As in Iowa, where evangelicals propelled Ted Cruz to unexpected victory, the Texas senator is urging South Carolinians to do the same. Ramon Taylor, Cherokee County, South Carolina.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are locked in a battle heading into today's Nevada Democratic caucus. President Obama is going to Cuba. The president said today in his weekly address that he and his wife Michelle are going to Havana next month. Mr. Obama, the first president in nearly 90 years to visit Cuba, said he will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro to discuss how they can continue normalizing relations between the two countries.
As I did when I met President Castro last year, I'll speak candidly about our serious differences with the Cuban government, including on democracy and human rights. I'll reaffirm that the United States will continue to stand up for universal values like freedom of speech and assembly and religion.
Mr. Obama said he will also speak directly to the Cuban people. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.